Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is Discover How John Got 100% Financing on His First 7-Unit Multifamily Deal. He didn't have to go to banks. The seller became the bank for him. The seller financed the entire property. John literally put down $2,500 to take control and purchase this $580,000 rental income-producing property. Incredible, right? Well, you'll be able to hear from John, his inspiring story, and how he did it step by step. But before we go to the interview, let me break down a little bit about John and about the deal. Here's John. John is our mentee, and he called us, and he mentioned that, I'm sure you can relate to these three things. John says, Peter, I'm just a regular W-2 401k guy, and I need help to bolster my retirement. John is getting up in age, he's in his 50s, and he needs help on making his retirement funds grow. You can relate to that. And thirdly, he had fear of what happened to him in 2008 and it happening to him again. So he didn't make sure he has some really good advisors on his team to make sure this doesn't happen. Secondly, about the deal was found off market. And again, these types of deals are best found off market, and this is what we specialize in. John was with us literally 2 months when he found this deal. It's a 7-unit deal, $580,000. And if you do the math, it's about $83,000 per unit. It's a nice looking property in a vastly and fastly growing area in his town. It's incredible. And the sales comparables came up to be about $92,000 a door. So he bought it at 83, and today it's worth $92K per door, which means John is walking in with about $50,000 in equity day one, okay, just the way he bought it. Now, here's the best part about this deal. It was seller financed. That means the seller became the bank for John. And surely you'll hear the whole story how all this happened. So it was 0% down payment. John did have closing costs, about $2,500. And the terms are he's going to pay on this balance of $580,000, 5.75%, amortized over 20 years. And the first 6 months are interest-only payments, allowing John to catch up with the cash flow, because once you start raising the rents, people are going to move out, all right? So we were being proactive in projecting that. There's pitfalls to doing 0% down. I will address those to make sure that John is doing this right and you're doing it right. Another credible thing is there was no rehab or renovation needed on the property. John's walking in with a property that's ready to go. He just has to get the rents up. What an awesome deal, right? And the best part is the rents are about $300 per month under market. So John is in the process of getting the last few units up to that market level. Some people moved out and we expect that, but we mitigated that risk with him and we'll show you how to do that. So now if you want to hear how John did all of this, let's go with the interview. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you how you can put yourself in John's shoes. Hello, everyone. This is Peter, and I have a special guest here, John. John, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. As I said earlier, this is John's first commercial property. It's a 7-unit multifamily that he purchased with no money down, 100% financing. And today, you get to hear the whole story. So, John, again, thank you for joining us today. Let's start off with this. Why commercial real estate? Why multifamily? What are some of the driving factors around this decision for you to call us, right? And for us to help you acquire our first 7-unit property?
Well, I'm an engineer. I have a 401k and I am okay. My retirement is okay, but I can see the opportunities in real estate and recognize that there are opportunities that I really wanted to pursue. I just wanted to improve my position financially, comes down to it, so that I could improve my lifestyle and my family's lifestyle.
That's great. And John, I recall when you and I first met on our first phone call, you shared with me you experienced a 2008 market fall and it scared you and that you didn't want that to repeat. And that's one of the driving factors too, right? You want to do it right this time.
Absolutely. I could see the opportunities in real estate then, and I did okay then, but it scared me and those fears never left me. For years, I've watched real estate and I've watched the opportunities. I've watched the real estate climb over the last few years, but I needed somebody that has been around and seen these opportunities and knows how to deal with them to help me walk through that, not just from a knowledge standpoint, but to help me get over my own fears.
And also, you know, a while back, you mentioned that you were driving down the road and you would see these apartment buildings and you're like, why not me?
That's exactly what happened. I saw a larger apartment complex in my area and it went up for sale. And it just dawned on me that people are buying and selling these properties. And I never thought that maybe that could be me. But it dawned on me that why not? Why not? And I really began in earnest at that point, studying more, buying more books, watching more videos, listening to more podcasts, which is when I came across Commercial Property Advisors.
And voila, right? And 2 months into training with us, we got our first deal done.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, here's the fun stuff. Let's jump into the deal. So share with us how this all happened. Everyone wants to know, 100% finance, 7-unit deal. So how did this happen, John?
Great. We used your methods to reach out to property owners, came across this property. The property owner responded to our outreach. He gave me some information about it. My wife and I went and met him in person on the property, had a great conversation with him, built a rapport on that first meeting on site with him, and really enjoyed just meeting him. And it was actually, I mean, besides talking real estate, I enjoyed meeting the guy. So we had a good rapport. From there, we started to discuss the deal, what he was willing to do, what I was willing to do. There was back and forth, but from the start, there was a good relationship of trust one way or another. I don't think he thought we were out to pull anything on him. And I felt good to just talk with him openly about the deal. And so we then started several weeks worth of back and forth discussions and settled on a price and terms. I asked him if he was interested in seller financing. He said, you know, I hadn't thought much about that, but I would consider it with you guys. We settled on a price of $580,000. He conceded on some repairs that needed to happen on the property, so $580,000. He also offered an interest rate of 5.75 for 20 years, no balloon. And he did have a small loan on the property. We had both assumed that my down payment would pay off that loan and we would then enter into our seller financing deal over the next 20 years. He had owned the property for over 20 years. So he owned the property, had the means to pay off his loan, which he did. And once he paid the loan on the property off, he responded to me and said, hey, I've paid it off. If you don't want to give me a down payment, that's fine. And I said, okay.
Wow, that's how it happened. Okay, so let's park it right here for a second, right? So how do you get a seller to trust his retirement in your hands? He just met you. You built a rapport. You built a trust with him. You met him in person. So what else can you do? I mean, how do you get him to trust you like that? So what do you think happened there?
I think there's a few things. I think he could see, my wife and I, we presented ourselves well when we went and met with him in person on his property. We had a rapport, but also we presented ourselves as being professional, not experienced, but professional.
Yeah.
Very committed to doing what we say we're going to do. There are some other fundamentals that had to be in place. You know, he had all the equity in the property, so he was in a position to make it possible. And then with the relationship, both of us were willing to do that. So
that's great. And John, you know, we stress in our coaching program that this business is a relationship business. It truly is. And you can make a lot of headway and create a lot of great deals once you have a motivated seller and a motivated buyer. Beautiful things can happen. And that's what happened. So you took our training, honored the relationship, you built trust, you built rapport, and you met him in person. And then over the course of time, he sees that you're a good people And we all want to do business with good people. And so that's what happened. So there really wasn't any magic sauce. It was just being trained on how to evaluate property, run the numbers to make sure that your $580,000 price, your 0% down payment, your interest rate, the numbers have to work on the front end and back end. And there's pitfalls you have to avoid when you do 100% financing. And number one is we don't want to be over-leveraged. And when you're over-leveraged, you're going to, you know, you owe this much, but it's only worth this much. But the opposite happened for you, right? So you came in at $580,000, which I think was, what, 80-something thousand a door?
82, 83, yeah.
Yeah. And then what were the sales comparables coming in at?
There were a few sales comparables, anywhere from 95 to 100.
Great. So you're walking in with equity. So the first pitfall you tackled. The second pitfall, the 100% financing, is not having cash flow. And that was one of the things that you walked in with, not a lot of cash flow, because the rents were so low. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, the rents were low. The owner knew that. He could see what the market was. And I don't know how close he followed the market, but he recognized that at the price that he was asking, the rents would never cover it. So he and I even had that discussion on the first visit. He recognized, he said, hey, you are going to have to raise rents if you're going to buy it at this price. I spoke to several property managers to try to get confidence and know for sure what the rent should be in the property before I recognized that I can do this. I can get the rents where they need to be. There's plenty of demand. The price is there.
So long story short, your walk-in rents are about averaging about $600 a month. And the market rents that you should be getting today is $900. So $300 upside?
Exactly.
Wow. So we did the math, right? You and I did the math. And then so you're buying at 580. Your rents have gone up. What's the after repair value of the property? Around what?
Yeah, it'll be just under 700 probably.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. That's awesome. This is our first deal, John.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
First deal, and it came fairly quickly after contacting you.
Yeah, that's great. What is the exit strategy? You know, you and I talked about a lot of people like to buy and sell, but not you, right?
The original goal that I had was just to help out my 401k. I can do the math and see where my 401k is going, and it's good enough, but I'm not satisfied. I wanted this for a retirement cushion. That's still what I'm looking forward to, is a long-term hold. But honestly, depending on where my family situation is in the next 20 years, I may never sell the property.
And honestly, John, that's where the money is. Long-term hold commercial properties, you almost can't lose. Okay, this is all great, John, but we know you have challenges, and we have to talk about the challenges. Everything isn't rosy when you do commercial real estate. So let's talk about that too. So what are some of the challenges that you had on this deal?
Yeah, as I mentioned, right off the bat, I knew the rents were not going to be where it was, and that my savings were going, I was going to be watching my savings depleted if I didn't get rents where they needed to be. The tenants were all on month-to-month contracts. Some mm-hmm. of them have been in there for years, some not very long. I knew that I needed to get rents up. And the fact that they were on month-to-month rent was both a blessing and a curse, because it gave the renters the option to bail the minute that they heard that rents were going up, rather than, you know, if they were staggered contracts, I could have spread it out over the year and raised rents. Mm-hmm. As it was, though, the majority of the renters moved out when my property manager let them know that there was a new owner and the rents would be raised. So
let's stop there for a second, because that's scary for a lot of people, right? That's like their worst nightmare. Peter, I don't want to raise the rents because everyone's going to move out. And you facing a property where you had to raise the rents to pay the bills, and they moved out. And so these types of situations, this is where you need a coach. You need a mentor who's, you know, this happens to us. We know exactly what to do and how to mitigate those risks. And you and I talked about what that risk mitigation was. It was simpler than what you think. What was that?
I needed to have some money in place.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then the other thing that I did was, like I said, I have a lot of fears about going into a deal like this. But I did enough homework that I was able to get the confidence to overcome and know that I could get them where they needed to be. Then I had my money set aside, ready for the wave that I thought could come. And so the risks were mitigated because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other challenges? Let's see. The property, if I recall, John, when you and I were going through the inspection, not a lot of interior and exterior renovation, right?
Not a lot. A few minor things. However, when you have tenants move out, when you're turning units, you're replacing carpets, you're painting, replacing a few plumbing fixtures. And when that all comes at once, over a couple of short months, it's a challenge. So not only are your tenants leaving, but you're having to find new tenants and you're having to make your units ready to rent. And it adds up. So it was a challenge. Having a good property manager was key.
Yes.
They literally took care of almost all of that. They just asked for my permission and my approval, and they've been great.
So absolutely, property management is so important. And also, what is important is I'll talk about our company for just like 10 seconds. So when a student of ours closes a deal, right, we just don't say bye bye. You met with me. You met with Coach Julia. You have going back and forth with other coaches on helping your deal, because this is where fortunes can be lost or made, right? Is post-closing, what to do, how to set up the management, how to set up the accounting, and how to hold your systems accountable. And you're on your way to great cash flow, right? You looks like the hard part, all the adjustments are in place now, and you are certainly on your way. So you're looking pretty good now. You're in good shape.
Yeah, we're very near complete. Stabilizing the property, getting it where we thought and hoped it would be. It's happening.
Yeah, so. That's great. All right, John. So thanks for helping us unpack it. Now, what's the future hold?
I need more properties. This really was life changing, not just from the financial end of things, but for me, it's also life changing as far as mindset and overcoming my fears and just recognizing what's out there. There is so much opportunity out there that I was either blind to or too scared to pursue. And I need to go and I need to do this again and buy more properties because it just makes sense. So,
yeah. You know, it reminds me of that quote. And this is you, right? When preparation meets opportunity.
Exactly.
That's exactly why you came to us. We prepared you. Within 2 months, the opportunity appears and you capitalize on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, John, how would you encourage a person who's like you, a regular guy, 401k guy, how would you encourage them to jump into the business? Mm-hmm.
You know, there is so much free information out there on YouTube, on podcasts. There are so many good books out there that talk about real estate investing. I actually overdid it. I've read too many books but in the end, I did get a lot of knowledge, but I needed a coach. I needed a mentor to help me actually take action. It's one thing to read it in the books, to watch it in the YouTube videos and get excited about it. Taking action on such a significant decision, one that, like you said, fortunes can be made and they can be completely devastated by making the wrong moves. Mm-hmm. I needed a coach to help me navigate those rough and scary waters.
And you certainly navigated them quite well.
Yeah. It turned out okay for deal one.
Yes. Yeah. So our deal is looking pretty good. So let's do the next one.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. John, I just want to thank you again for your time. I know you're busy. So I appreciate your time. The sharing your deal, bringing down and inspiring others. This is much appreciated.
Welcome back. Now, tell me this. Kent, you all relate to John. John, just an average, wonderful guy, just like you and I. Hardworking, family guy, took time out to share and give back to you all. Just an awesome guy. All right, let's get started. What I'm going to do here is do a quick summary, and we're going to go over 3 points here. And my desire is to help you see yourself doing what John is doing, okay? All right, so number one is, this is so true. John is the epitome of when preparation meets opportunity. John came into our company, learned the business, and took it out and did what he did. And you always hear me say this, that when you have a motivated buyer like John and a motivated seller like Woody Found, and they come together in a great relationship, beautiful things happen. And that's what happened. So preparation meets opportunities. Lesson number one. Number two is, here's a great question. How do you convince a seller to be the bank for you with no skin in the game? Okay. You have no skin in the game. You have no down payment. You have no commitment. And this seller is trusting you with his retirement. How do you do that? Again, what we teach our students is to be professional, to know your stuff. And we also teach that rapport is very important. Building rapport. And when you want to do seller financing, if you can meet the seller in person, it increases your chances of doing a seller finance deal 10 times. So rapport, meeting in person, leads to trust. You got to build trust, and these type of things can happen. All right, number three, 100% financing has three hidden pitfalls. I am not a big fan of no money down. You guys heard me say that. It can be dangerous. Not a big fan of it. But when it's done well, like what John did and how we structured John's deal, it can go quite well and be pretty lucrative. So when you have a 100% financing, there are three hidden pitfalls to watch out for. So if you want to do a deal like John, I'm going to share with you what the pitfalls are and how to mitigate them. Number one is over-leveraging is a pitfall. When you owe more than what the property is worth, right? You don't want to get in that position, because that can lead to minimum to zero cash flow, because you're so over-leveraged that your monthly payments are higher than what you're bringing in for rent. That's not a good position to be in, okay? Number three, one and two leads to number three, which is your exit strategy could be at risk. So these are the three hidden pitfalls of doing 100% financing. I just want to let you know that. Don't go out and do 100% financing on every deal, because it's not going to work and you have to do it right. Here's a solution that we came up with John. So we had John in day one before he closed, because people are going to move out when you raise the rents, and you have to raise the rents, you need to have cash reserves. So on day one, John established an LLC checking account with money in it so that he could pay for the turns when tenants move out, new carpet, appliances, things like that. He didn't have to do any major renovations, but when people move out, you got to clean the unit and get it going. And it takes a month to get people in. So you're missing a month of rent. So you need cash reserves to supplement all of that. Okay. So number one is cash reserve. Number two, very important. We told John he needs to meet with us monthly for the 4 M's. What are the 4 M's? The 4 M's is a monthly meeting that we have with our students that have closed deals. We talk about money. We talk about marketing. We talk about management. We talk about maintenance. The 4 M's that will prosper you in this business. If you're missing one of these 4 M's, you're going to go down. So these 4 M's have to be humming right along and have systems for each, or you're going to go down. All right. So these 4 M's, so a monthly meeting with us. Now, our company, Commercial Property Advisors, we teach people how to buy commercial properties. But after that, it's not over. The relationship continues, because we feel as responsible mentors that if we get you into the property, we're going to show you how to maximize the operations. I don't think other companies do that, but we do. Okay. It's our core. It's our core of serving our students. And then here, the third solution is, I want you to think long term. Commercial estate investing is a long game. You have to think long. We're going to have some issues here, some pitfalls and some things up and downs like any other property. And you have to think long term, because you're going to get all those humps and start experiencing the benefits of owning a multifamily commercial property. So there you are, 100% financing, 7-unit multifamily deal, John's deal. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much, everyone. I enjoyed having you hanging out with me today.